God's word that I'm going to share with you this morning, God's word to nourish our lives, God's word to lift us up and to encourage us in this life, is from the epistle lesson. And I'm going to reread that epistle lesson from chapter 3 of 1 John. John writing about God's love in this first letter. And here in the third chapter, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has yet not been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. God's word for us this morning. Children. Amazing. Have you thought yourself as children? Children who are carefree. Children who do not have to worry about going out and playing and riding their bikes up and down the street. Children. As you watch them play on the slide, and the swing, and all of those kinds of apparatuses. Children, grandpa, come and push me. Grandma, come push me on my swing. Continue to push me so I can go higher. Children, have you ever focused on yourself as children? God wants us to focus on Him. And He wants us to focus on the gift that He has given to us, Jesus Christ. And as He gives that gift to us, He calls us children. That we are. Carefree. Knowing who He is. And be able to celebrate as those children who are given the gift of eternal life and forgiveness of sins. But it's kind of hard to focus on God, isn't it? Kind of hard to focus on Jesus when all we hear is the bad things that are happening. All we hear is about the killings. 2-month-old baby who was shaken to death. 6-year-old child who was shot by his mother. That's what we hear in the world. We hear in the world of drive-by shootings and bullets piercing homes and killing people, innocent people. This is a world that we are living in as children of God, blessed in faith of Jesus. Children who seem to feel abandoned. Seem abandoned by their parents, abandoned by God. Children who are reaching out and want to sit with Jesus. His disciples are preventing them. And Jesus says, do not hinder those who come to me. The world wants to hinder us from coming to Christ. The world wants to come in between us and Jesus and pushes us away and pushes us away from the one that we want to find nourishment with, the one who has called us to Himself. Little children, that's who we are. We're living with trial and temptation. We see many things happen between birth and death. We see all of the things of the world that want to penetrate our lives. We see the filthiness of the world, and yet we grab hold of Jesus. He wants us to see that He is our Lord and Savior. In John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus Himself says, take heart. In the world you have tribulation, and trials. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus has overcome all temptation. Jesus has overcome all trials that we face. Jesus has overcome all of these things for us little children. For those little children who now trust in Him. It's amazing that, and I discovered this with my own grandchildren, that when we went to the park to play and they'd go up the slide, they wouldn't slide down unless someone they knew, namely me or Brown Karen, would be standing at the foot of the slide waiting to catch them. Little children trust that they will be held. Little children trust that they will be protected. Even on the swing, little children know that grandma or grandpa or mom or dad are going to catch them if they fall or if they lose their grip on that piece of apparatus. Little children know that Jesus is there. We know that Jesus is there to catch us because He caught His disciples. He told His disciples that He was going to be there. He was never going to leave them nor forsake them. And He tells us the same thing, that He is never going to leave us nor protect us, or leave us or abandon us. He was always going to be there. You know, the Catholic Church has this saints. And you have to do tremendous work to be called a saint and put up on the wall. Christ calls us saints because we believe in Him. We believe in Him as Lord and Savior. We don't need a committee to go over our papers and decide what great miracles we have done or what great things we have done. We know that in Jesus, He has done the greatest thing for us. He was crucified on the cross, took our sins and buried them with Him. And He rose again from the tomb, and it became the empty tomb. He rose from that tomb to give us everlasting life and the forgiveness of sins. He calls us little children to come to Me. He says in Matthew, Jesus' own words, "Come to Me, all you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me, for I am gentle in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For My yoke is easy and My load is light." So Jesus calls us to come to Him. He asks us and He begs us to come to Him. All you who are weary and burdened. Sometimes we feel the sins pressing down upon us and almost pushing us down, literally. And Jesus comes to us and says, "Come to Me. All you little children, come to Me. You are blessed. You are blessed in this life. You are blessed to be a blessing." And that's why I put the best blessing tree up there to have us put all of our blessings down on paper and just put them on the tree. And know that God has blessed us tremendously. God has blessed me with a loving wife through a little over 50 years now. Our children, God has blessed us with and blessed me. He has blessed me with grandchildren. But above all, God has blessed me with the knowledge of Jesus Christ and Him crucified for my sins, that He has given me eternal life. And now as a blessing, He wants me to go and bless others. Bless others with the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And bless others with the knowledge that we have eternal life and the forgiveness of sins through that loving Savior. As I was thinking about being a blessing, I remember two young boys, and now they're probably, gosh, I would say they're mid-40s right now. That's a long time ago. But there was Chris and Kristen. Chris was a young boy, two members of the Redeemer Lutheran Church, Becky and Jim. And this was a family that came to the church, and I took Jim through adult instruction. And Jim was working at the radio station, so that's just a brief bio of this young boy that was there, Chris, and he was at daycare. And another young boy was at daycare, Kristen. And this was amazing that Chris was talking to Kristen about Jesus in preschool, daycare. It was amazing. And so Kristen went home to his parents, who were non-church-going people. And Kristen said he wanted to know more about this Jesus. Take me to church. So Gary taught Kristen to church, to Sunday school. And he told the Sunday school superintendent, he says, Kristen wants to learn about Jesus and about church. I don't want to learn about church. They're all full of hypocrites. Don't push me. So Kristen came to church. And he was able to learn about Jesus Christ and about the earth, the eternal life that Jesus gives to all of his children. And so, me being a nice green pastor as I was, I'm going to go visit these people. And so Gary opened up the door after I made the appointment with them, and he opened up the door and he looked at me and he says, Pastor, I'll let you talk, but don't push me. I don't want to go to church. Kristen wants to learn about Jesus, but I don't. So I sat in their mobile home, and I sat there for a couple hours talking to them about their life, and just about briefly about church. And yes, Kristen was welcome. And remember, Gary, you and Leah are welcome too. I made a couple more visits to them in the next few months, and they came to church. Both of them took adult instruction. And Leah said, well, Pastor, I just don't know about this church yet. Let me think about this for a while, and I'll get back to you. A couple weeks later, Leah called me. And they became members of Redeemer Lutheran Church because Chris told Kristen about Jesus. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us as little children to tell others about Jesus. Not in this big flamboyant way, but just in the way that he was crucified and now risen to give us life eternal and forgiveness of sins. What a blessing God has for us. What a blessing as those saints of God who are living here in the world. In Christ's holy name, amen.